food and nutrition experts getting together to help you raise a healthy family. It's time for Family Food Kitchen on Radio MD. Here's your hosts, Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
Let's be honest. Who doesn't love candy, really? I mean, who? Do you know anybody who doesn't love candy or at least like it? Well, and I will confess, this is my confession. I used to sneak it as a kid because I wasn't allowed to eat it in the house. A little too extreme from my point of view, but so I sneak it. And what are the two favorite ones? I would sneak chocolate malt balls. I love them. Or they were my favorite. And, you know, Heath bars. Oh, my gosh. I love just biting into feel that so you bite through that chocolate and down into the center and then the crunch. Oh, my God. I can taste it right now. But you know what? I don't really care about it anymore. That's the truth. And we're going to tell you how all this happened. Carolina, I want to know, what candy did you wish you could have every day? I've confessed mine. Do you have one?
I have such a harsh relationship with candy. I love chocolate. And I am the first one to dive in for a cookie and beat you to the front of the line if they're serving ice cream. But when it comes to hard candy, your top candies like the malt balls and the Heath bars and the Snickers bars and the candy coated, I just don't want anything to do with them. I feel that I achieved a point in my life that I have enough knowledge and information to know that they don't have a place in my diet, and therefore I chose to protect my children from them as well. There's so many other ways to get your sugar fix, per se, than through those candies.
Yeah.
So there isn't a single piece of candy that I would like to have right now, but I would take a piece of chocolate any minute.
Well, you're saying chocolate's not candy. Whoa, that's a fine line, because dark chocolate is what you're talking about. And I agree, and I'm with you, because I don't really care if I have candy now. I can walk right by it, no problemo. But that's not the way it was when I was a kid. However, let's get right to the core of the reason why we just have to make a change here and switch this for that. Yeah. And that would be the addictive qualities of the sugar in these candies. You want to just quickly cover that?
Yeah, I mean, there's a reason why we all look at candy and it's hard to eat just one, right? They came out with the mini sizes, which just made it an excuse for you to eat two instead of one.
Right.
So why are they so irresistible? And the truth has been staring us in the face for decades. We've just neglected to wanting to admit to ourselves. The reason is they're filled with sugar. And sugar has been shown in study after study to have similar effects to our brain as some of the most addictive substances known to men. For example, cocaine. We have all seen those images floating around social media of what the brain looks like on sugar and cocaine. And the same happy, feel-good areas of the brain are lighted up when you present, I think it was my study, or I can't remember, with sugar or cocaine. So it's tough.
Yeah.
The reason behind all of this is it's addictive. It triggers areas in our brain that makes us feel good. And I think the other reason, who is less apparent, but equally important in my opinion, is the fact that we teach our children and ourselves at a very young age to reward ourselves with sugar. I wrote an article not too long ago for the Expert Beacon about this, about how a child in school gets a little piece of candy when they spell the words right, or there's an ice cream party to reward a class that got all A's, or there's a cupcake with sprinkles party for the kids who read the most books. So all of that is kind of wiring the child, conditioning them to always, have his relationship between feeling good about yourself and sugar. So as an adult, if you're not having a great week and you need a boost of happiness, what do? You reach for a candy bar, because that's
or Coca-Cola, because that's what all the ads say. Be
sugar.
Happy, drink me, have some sugar. You're right. I had a dream about
this
last night. It was amazing. I was like, why is everybody bringing candy and cups and cupcakes and cakes to this, wherever I was, which I couldn't tell you, but in the dream it was important. I said, why are they bringing all these to reward? It was all about reward. I was like, and I agree, it's just so wrong. But let's talk about how we can change this with replacements. What would you switch candy candy for, to satisfy that sweet desire.
Okay, so this is my advice for everyone listening out there. If you're an adult and you finally are going to come to truths about this and say, I do want to decrease it, then start decreasing. If you're an adult in charge of a child, cut it off that child's life immediately, the sugar, the candy, the hard candy, because there's no other way to do it. So that's my 2 second advice as far as hard candy comes along. So how are we going to switch? I started off with one of the most popular ones I know about, because these are the ones that in my kids' school, they give it to one per child if they do things that are expected out of students, which is those colored, hard colored candy coated chocolate things.
Oh.
And you know, the funny thing is, one mom told me, oh, but I only buy the organic kind.
I know. Okay. I know. Yeah, that's like great. That's the excuse.
So, yeah, I'm like, no, it's not any better for you. It's still going to have food coloring.
Sugar is sugar is sugar is sugar. Yeah.
There you go. Thank you for clarifying that. So what do we do instead? How about we bring in something with nutrients? Remember, I'm a friend of chocolate, as long as it's in moderation and it's the good kind, which is the dark chocolate with not a lot of gunk in it, not a lot of additives in it. So how about doing some blueberries covered in chocolate or yogurt? You can do either or. If you use frozen blueberries and dip them into a Greek yogurt, a vanilla Greek yogurt, and throw them back in the freezer in like a cookie sheet for just 15 minutes, you'll have delicious yogurt covered blueberries. And you can do the same thing with dark chocolate. Or another trick I use is, if you mix coconut oil with a little bit of cocoa powder, it becomes like a chocolate syrupy like thing that hardens really quick, because the coconut oil is hard at room temperature. So you dip it in there and then put it in the freezer for like 2 minutes, and they're ready to be, you know, consumed. They're delicious. So that's an option.
They sound like great poppers. Yes, I would trade it. But I also want to put some cranberries in now. I think cranberries, any berry will do. I mean, you could, if you've got raspberries, you know, fresh raspberries seasoned, buy a bunch and then coat them and put them in the freezer, and then you have them all year long. We need to have big freezers, clearly, because we like to do this kind of stuff. Yeah. That is awesome. All right. What about honey? Is honey a good replacement? And what can you make with honey that would sort of switch that candy desire out for something satisfying?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the honey is really great, especially in baking recipes, to substitute. Usually a 3/4 cup of honey will substitute a cup of sugar because it's higher in sweet. But let's talk, for example, with the honey. How about those Snicker bars, okay? Those are no good. But instead, you could do homemade chocolate pudding, and you can even do like a avocado chocolate pudding. We have that recipe on our Pinterest board. And then you add a handful of crunched peanuts and drizzle some honey and a dollop of peanut butter. I mean, you're going to get the crunch, you're going to get the gooiness of the Snickers bar, and you're going to get the chocolatey feeling. All, and it's so much better quality of nutrients and ingredients for you. I know we're running out of time, but I really want to talk about the gummy sour candy. That's a really popular one. Toss those one out and go for nature sour candy, which is cranberries or goji berries. If you use the golden raisins, those are a little bit sour too. So they will all satisfy that sour, sweet feeling you have. And the candy on a stick, the lollipop that they hand at the doctor's office, unfortunately, not anymore, I hope. But the only thing that makes kids happy about that is the fact that it's on a stick. So if you put a piece of fruit on a stick, drizzle with some honey, sprinkle some coconut on top, they'll be just as excited about it. Just try it, believe me. Or do frozen food, like a frozen banana on a stick. Food on a stick is like a party for kids. It just really works. So anyways, I think we'll wrap it up with that, and hope that we changed some of your candy treats to healthier treats today and tomorrow. So thank you so much for being with us in our Family Food Kitchen. Visit us on RadioMD.com for all our past episodes, and share them with your friends too. Be sure to eat well and stay well.